This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, February the 8th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Forms and Multimedia Director for SMA News Today.
The U.S. FDA has approved the 6-minute walk test as an acceptable primary endpoint or goal for a potential registration program. This program would be for an investigational treatment called Reldesemtiv for SMA patients who are able to walk. The FDA has provided feedback to the therapy developer, Cytokinetics. They have recommended to use a global function scale as a secondary endpoint, such as the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale. This is a measure of neurological function, mainly relevant to infants and toddlers. Here's what the 6-minute walk test is. It's a simple test of exercise capacity. It measures the distance a patient can quickly walk on a flat, hard surface over 6 minutes. It evaluates the global responses of all the systems involved during exercise. This includes the pulmonary and cardiovascular systems, neuromuscular units, and muscle metabolism. Reldesemtiv is a selective fast skeletal muscle troponin activator. It is designed to slow the rate of calcium release from fast skeletal muscle fibers. Also, it improves contraction in muscle groups. The troponin group of proteins are part of the set of regulatory proteins that sensitize the sarcomere to calcium. Reldesemtiv's effectiveness on muscle activation was studied in a phase 2 clinical trial. This is where 70 patients with SMA types 2, 3, or 4 received a high 450 milligrams or low dose 150 milligrams of the therapy or a placebo twice daily for 8 weeks. The trial was also aimed at assessing the therapy's safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetics. This means measuring the compound's absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion in the body. Results showed that both doses led to an improvement in the walk test results. Compared with placebo, there was more of an improvement with the higher dose. Maximal expiratory pressure, which is a measure of strength of respiratory muscles, also improved. The Hammersmith scale measurement did not show differences between Reldesemtiv and placebo. Treatment with Reldesemtiv was well tolerated and did not lead to serious adverse events or dose-limiting effects. Fadi Malik is an MD, an Executive Vice President of Research and Development at Cytokinetics. In a June 2018 interview with SMA News Today, he explained how the FDA has granted orphan drug designation to Reldesemtiv, and this would be for the potential treatment of SMA. The investigational therapy is not intended to treat the underlying cause of SMA, which is a lack of the SMN protein. It is to be used in a complementary manner with Spinraza, which was developed by Biogen, and of course with others that may become available. Reldesemtiv was tested in 5 phase 1 studies in healthy volunteers. They evaluated parameters such as its safety, tolerability, and pharmacological profile. Cytokinetics is preparing an additional phase 1 trial in healthy volunteers. They want to explore if higher doses than those used in the phase 2 study may lead to higher plasma concentrations of the therapy. This study is expected to start in the first quarter. Reldesemtiv is formerly known as CK-212-7107, and besides SMA, it's being developed in collaboration with Astellas for the treatment of other disorders that deal with muscle weakness and fatigue. In ALS, a phase 2 trial called Fortitude-ALS will evaluate the change in measures of skeletal muscle function. This would include 12 weeks of treatment with Reldesemtiv. In November 2018, Cytokinetics announced the completion of patient enrollment. Trial results are expected in the first half of 2019.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
From the SMA News Today forums, the following is a topic from the forum Adults with SMA. Goals for physical therapy. For those of you who do physical therapy, do you talk with your physical therapist about setting specific goals for yourself? When I first got back into PT a few years ago, I wasn't shooting for anything in particular. I really just wanted to get in the pool and work my muscles some. Now that I've been doing it for a while and I'm seeing improvements in my muscle strength, my primary physical therapist and I are setting more specific goals. Outside of PT, I want to be able to move my hands more easily across my tray. Currently, I struggle to move my hands even a few inches, and I would like to gain this ability back eventually. I also want to work my muscles enough so that my contractures become less severe, especially with my legs. What about you all? Do you have any goals for PT? If you don't do any kind of PT, do you have any questions about starting it? For more discussions like this, be sure to sign up for the SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found by going to our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Forums and Multimedia Director.